You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about building sustainable caskets and natural or green burials.
First, Governor Walker recently signed a suite of bills aimed at preventing child abuse and the exploitation of children online. Republican State Senator Rob Cole sponsored two of the bills in that package, legislation aimed at preventing abuse of children with disabilities and another enacting tougher penalties for repeat child abuse offenders.
Senator Coles joins us now. Senator Coles, welcome to Central Time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Before we get into your specific legislation, it seems like there was a lot of action related to protecting children from abuse and exploitation. Was this a conscious effort by legislators?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think some of it has to do with the Attorney General. When he came in, he had a group of ideas, and my office worked with him on a package of four bills, and two of them made it through the process, and I think he was involved in some of these other things like human trafficking, et cetera, but I think that played a big role, and I think the Attorney General, Brad Schimmel, in his agenda. But, you know, the advocacy groups, like in the case of this bill, Senate 325, the advocacy groups were part of that, and Assembly Bill 667 relating to having protocols for reporting of any incidents against disabled kids. That came from the advocacy groups.
Well, and then let's start with that piece of legislation aimed at protecting children with disabilities. What kind of things are provided for in this legislation that was just signed into law?
Here's the overall problem. The advocacy groups suspect that disabled kids are being physically abused at a higher level than non-disabled kids, which is hard to get our arms around. It's tragic to think about it, but apparently that's what's happening. So what we're trying to do in this bill is develop protocols so all the parts of the state, you know, whether it's an agency, a government agency, or a nonprofit group that's contracting with state government, would report all the same kinds of information. And the idea behind that is that we can dissemble that at some point and try to make some changes. I mean, is this a baby step? I guess some people might say it is. But we've got to have the same kinds of information reported all over the state. And that's what we're trying to do. So the bill says the Department of Children and Families would come up with so-called model procedures in the investigation of reports of suspect or threatened abuse or neglect of a child with a disability. And they would, you've got to ask, you know, was it a disabled kid? Two, what kind of disabilities does the child have? It would come up with recommendations on how to deal with interviews. These are the kind of things that the legislation asked for, and it's not limited to that. So we're just trying to come up with a protocol. I call it a protocol, set a standard, so every part of the state, every group that's involved in this would be giving similar data. And then we'll go from there after that's done. But it's quite tragic to think that disabled kids are being abused at a higher level.
So it sounds like you're trying to get a handle on the scope of this problem.
There's
suspicion among advocates that this is happening. We're trying to get a handle on how widespread this is.
Right. And it could be, you know, the type of disabled kids. It could be a certain age. We're not sure, but there's problems out there, and until we have these protocols on, you know, detailed reporting across the state required by statute, so this would be a rule that would come out of the Department of Children and Families, and then it would go through the respective standing committees in the Senate and the Assembly, be approved, and then they would have to comply with it. So it's one of these things where, you know, we hope this leads to better outcomes, but until we've actually gone through it, we won't know.
And then the hope here would be you get this apples-to-apples data from around the state, everybody working with the same standards, and then that could be used either by you in the legislature for future action or maybe right. by law enforcement or social workers?
Could be all of the above. All of the above.
We're talking
but
to...
Disabled Rights Wisconsin, this was their idea. So we worked with them to come up with this legislation. Representative Clayfish from the southern part of the state was the assembly author. And this bill, if you look at the authors, it was very much a bipartisan bill. It was a mixture of Democrats and Republicans.
Talking to Wisconsin State Senator Rob Coles about new legislation just signed into law aimed at preventing child abuse here in the state. And let's get into the other piece of legislation you sponsored on repeated child abuse. What changes under this new law?
Here's what's happening here. Several years ago, the legislature passed laws on repeated sexual abuse, and at the time we should have also made it for repeated physical abuse. Because here's what's happening. You've got very young kids, and they can't remember when something happened. So what we would do here is say that for the prosecutors, if they could prove a range of time and at least three episodes, even though without knowing the exact date and time, they could prosecute someone to a much higher level and put them away for a longer period of time. This is another one of these quite tragic situations where, you know, this is not just disabled kids. This is all kids that are being abused in one way or the other. And the Attorney General, when he came into office, pointed out that this is a flaw in the law because you had to pinpoint, in order to have the strong penalties, you had to pinpoint the exact date and time. Well, these little kids are not going to remember that. So what this allows is a range and a stronger penalty. So it's a penalty enhancer if the prosecutor, you know, going to the jury can show that there's been multiple, at least three offenses. So it's very similar to what we did with sexual abuse, but now this would be physical abuse. It's quite hard for me to grasp how any of these kids could be abused, but it's happening, and the prosecutors, and you know, our attorney general, was a former prosecutor, and he found this to be a loophole when he was trying to prosecute some of these very bad people that were doing this to our kids.
And how big is the enhancement of the punishment in these cases?
It would double the time in prison. So you're talking, you know, 3 years to like 6 years. Now, whether is this going to work? It's another one of these things where it'll have to play out over a period of time. The Attorney General thinks that this will be significant. I'll take him at his word. You know, we did this bill for him. Again, this was quite a bipartisan kind of a piece of the legislation. If you look at the authorship, there's people from both sides of the aisle were all over the bill.
We'll leave it there for now. Senator Coles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Have a nice day.
Rob Coles is a Republican state senator in Wisconsin, serving Wisconsin's 2nd District. He joins us to talk about new child abuse prevention legislation recently signed into law.